In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the nice things about this time of the year is that we get to reconnect with our children, our grandchildren, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters. We meet them and see in them the persons that we have known all of their lives or all of our lives, and we get to see how they are today. In a conversation with my grandson not long ago, I mentioned the fact that as a young man, I had always desired to be like older men that I admired so much. But now that I am approaching that point, there are fewer and fewer older men than I am for me to look up to, for me to admire, experiencing some of what it is to be an older man. The view is different. Sometimes, on difficult days, it just seems to boil down to more mileage. One more year. One more birthday. One more revolution of our planet around the sun as we ride along. One more click on the odometer, and our car is getting a little older. I have a little insight, as you know, holds two people. The odometer now well beyond 200,000 miles and counting, and it's doing okay. Not doing okay, too. It's got a long way to go, and I think I do, too. But there is a difference between the way we count the years and the way we live our lives. The life in us that keeps us young, that returns us to the youth that we celebrate this time of year with the birth of Christ and with his circumcision and with his baptism at the beginning of his ministry. We can always return spiritually and inwardly. In spirit, the spirit that inspires us to the freshness of that new beginning. On the odometer of my car, each mile is measured by a click of one more number. And I'm never much moved by the click of one more number on the calendar between December 31st and January 1st. It is a new year. Well, that's on the calendar. It's one more day. Things are really not much different in the world on January 1st, 2015, than they were December 31st, 2014. One more click on the odometer. But there is something that we celebrate as Orthodox Christians that is new every year. All of the things that January 1st isn't, it seems to me. January 6th, the feast of the Theophany, the feast that celebrates the baptism of Christ, is. There is something new here, something we participate in, something that renews us, makes us new again and again. And it's not a repetitious kind of cycle. Yes, it is again and again, like the dawn comes up every morning and the world is renewed. We go to confession and the dawn comes up and we are renewed. That is, if our confession is more like the ascent of Christ out of the baptismal font, renewing the world, if it's more like that, more like baptism and renewal than it is like one more click on the odometer. Because confession and communion can be like that. They can be just like all of the other repetitious things that happen to us. We go one more time and we admit that we have done things that we ought not to have done. Does it change anything? Is there repentance along with the confession? Because if there is no repentance, then there is no renewal. There is no change. There is no dawn. There is no rebirth. We don't go away refreshed. We don't return to a life of the continuation of that new life that Christ made possible. Instead, we just go back into the world. And if we come to communion, and there is no repentance as we come to communion, if we think, I've just done what I'm supposed to do, I've been to confession the necessary number of times, and so we just come. We have a sense of deserving to come to the chalice. We're orthodox. We've been to confession. We're prepared. We receive. There's no repentance. You know, we come to the chalice to receive communion with repentance in our heart, with humility that we gain from having gone to confession. We come to the chalice with the transformation in our heart from love of the world, coming to receive the divine life of Christ himself, that he was born into this world in order to make it possible for us to share with him. And so it's not just one more click on the odometer. It's not just one more repetitious event that is part of the cycle of the world as year by year we simply age. It's something else. At the end of the gospel reading, just the other day, we had the child Christ being taken down into Egypt. Why is he taken down into Egypt? We could say, well, the answer is that he is taken down into Egypt in order that he might not be killed, that he might not lose his life. And according to the way of the world, according to the understanding of the world, that is at a practical level certainly true. He would have been killed had he not been taken down to Egypt. He would have lost his life. The patriarch would have lost his life and his people's lives had he not gone down into Egypt in the first place to avoid starvation. His descendants were called out of Egypt when God called Moses to lead his people out of Egypt. The reason the Christ child goes down into Egypt is the same as the reason for why the royal doors are closed, so they can be opened. That's the reason he goes down into Egypt, so that he can be called out of Egypt when the time is ripe for him to change everything, for things to begin to change. He is called out of Egypt to return to the promised land so that we might have a new Adam and a new Moses, a new beginning, a Christian Genesis that we trace our lives back to. And that's what we celebrate on the day of Theophany, the baptism of Christ. It is a new Genesis for us as human beings. It is a recreation of our humanity. Something that is completely new and is renewable. Renewable so that it can keep us going and keep us moving forward. Not just the same thing over and over again. Not just one more mile. But a source of renewal, a font of spiritual life that we can return to again and again by confession, returning to the baptismal waters of this new life that is given to us. So it's not just the same thing over and over. It's something new. It's something different. It's a source of renewal, a source of life. We bless the waters so that we might be blessed by the waters. Christ is baptized in the waters so that he might recreate the world by recreating ourselves. The Jews, when they needed to be united to the experience of Exodus, used circumcision. Circumcision was the sign that you were among those who were called out of Egypt and passed through the desert into the promised land. Historically, those Jews that experienced that along with Moses came into the promised land. There were Jews that had not gone down to Egypt along with the rest. How could they be as one to the people of Israel? It was by circumcision. All Jews were circumcised so that all of them could stand in the temple and say, when we were in Egypt and we suffered and we were called out together, they were all part of one people. by way of circumcision. Circumcision was the sign that you had been called as a member of the people of Israel out of Egypt and slavery and into the promised land, that you had passed through the desert. For a Christian, it's not circumcision. Paul went through that disagreement with the Judaizers. Circumcision is not necessary for you to become a member of the new Israel. But a circumcision of the heart, that is necessary. That's how we become a member of the people of the new Israel. And circumcision of the heart, that's what we are doing when we go to confession. But confession ought not just to be even an extremely regular ritual that we go through and record one more click on the odometer, one more time when we confess, yes, I have done these things, and we're given the blessing and we go. It ought to be, it needs to be, if it is going to be a reuniting of ourselves with the people of the new Israel, the church, it has got to be a circumcision of the heart. It has got to be genuine repentance, a genuine return to the baptismal waters of renewal. It's not just something that happens when we go formally to the sacrament of repentance. It needs to happen constantly, like prayer, every day. Every morning when we get up, our prayers should be a repentance of the temptation to begin that new day, that new dawn, and live it according to the world. We reorient ourselves toward God daily. That's repentance. That's turning around, turning toward God, standing in His presence, and giving Him the sacrifice of prayer. Repentance needs to be daily and during the day. Repentance from a temptation to live according to the world, it also, it needs to be daily. It needs to be hourly. It needs to be minute by minute. Humility is something that we can only maintain by repentance. This constant life of renewal in the waters of baptism. There is an expression that I ran into recently. It was written by Father John Baer. I'd never run into it before. Maybe it's lots of places, but I don't know. This is the first time I ever saw it. But it's wonderful. I like it very much. He compares the passage of the people of Israel following Moses through the Red Sea without getting wet to the passage of Christians through the world of storm in our lives without our being affected by the storm. As the Jews passed through the Red Sea without getting wet, the saints and all of those of us who restore ourselves by returning to communion and oneness with the saints by repentance, we pass through life without getting wet. We can pass through on dry land without participating in the sinful presence of death in the world. That is possible. The saints have done it. It is a path through the waters of chaos and suffering that is always there for us to step out of those waters of chaos and misery and suffering and delusion and return to the dry path that all of the saints have walked. The day of Theophany is when that path is made for us through the waters of storm and suffering and the presence of death in the world. That's the beginning of that pathway that we are called to walk on as Christians. So that for us, our lives need not be just one more click of the odometer year after year. Our bodies age, but inside of us is an eternal life. That whenever we forget or turn aside from it, we can return to, and we are renewed. Each repentance is a dawn and a return to that source of life. Our odometer in our life, when we go and confess to God and repent of the way we have lived or the things that we have done, even if it's something that we just did 5 minutes ago. It does something different to us. Suddenly, the odometer is set back to zero, and we have a brand new spiritual car inside of us, one that has never been driven through sin before, because we have been purified by our repentance. That way of life for Christians, that way of life of the path of repentance and humility, is first begun, first established on the day of Theophany, the baptism of our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.